Good afternoon and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. Long music. Well, it's the 14th of September and it's Wednesday, and we're continuing with the Queen of England's funeral. Right now, standing outside Buckingham Palace, there are crowds, and they came here to wish, you know, the Queen of England, see this woman, say the condolences. Now, you know, there's been quite a lot of things going on with the Queen and how people also feel about her. I mean, there's been lots of people that have been giving their own, what they've been saying about her. And, you know, it's been something that's, you know, you get to hear what people think about the Queen. What they, you know, the memories that people have about her, the feelings about her as well. Anyway, you know, just play some music just standing outside Buckingham Palace as well. You know what we got to hear. And you know, afterwards, you just hit the, this is outside Buckingham Palace, actually, just recording it down here as I went down there. And it's just a solemn, there's lots of people down there, you know, you hear what people are saying. And after they played the music, massive, I mean, it was just so big, very grand. After the music, you know, they played all this music of what they did, soldiers or, you know, her guards, and they just hear them walking past her coffin with the horses. It was memorable. And this is the very first time that I've actually ever been to a ceremony, funeral, even seen it of a sovereign like the Queen. So, you know, just listen to what some people are saying about her, about what they felt about her. It's quite extraordinary what people said anyway.
Queen, it sounds like she seems like such an important, I guess, part of life, but also she's the last queen for a very long time. Thank you.
You know what people also said, but this young woman said that she's very important. She would be the last queen. That's very true. That we'll ever come across in my lifetime, in many people's lifetime. And it's something that you would remember. Definitely I will remember just being there, just seeing all this in Buckingham Palace, seeing the crowds, and you know that the people had to queue up for a very long time. Now, the queue on Wednesday was, I think, about 14 hours that the people had to stay there, just queuing to see her, just to see the Queen. And there's a lot of changes now. Now, one of the biggest changes is that the UK has barristers. And the barristers used to be called Queen's Counsel. Today they're going to be called King's Counsel. So that's one of the new changes that's happened because of the Queen of England's death. The other changes are the Queen's faces on her banknotes, and then they're going to fade that out and bring out her son, King Charles, who's going to be the new king that we're going to be having now. There's lots of changes, there's lots of things that's going to happen, which I didn't even know. You know what's his name? You know, Canada? Canada, I believe, is going to, Canada has the Queen of England, who she's on the banknotes. I think it's Canada, Australia. There's so many people I discovered who are actually going to have the Queen's, that's it, New Zealand. All of them are actually going to have, you know, her face has to be altered and King Charles will be brought in. However, I'll tell you, let me read what's going to happen. However, after the Queen's record reign and picking her name, image and, you know, and the fabric of the nation and across the Commonwealth, there's some of the things that will need to change. Now, this is from a newspaper that I'm just reading from. From the flags that fly outside the palace, sorry, police stations across the UK to the standard used on naval ships when a general is on board, thousands of flags emblazoned with EIIR will need to be replaced. Military regiments fly Queen's colours, many of which are studded with a golden embroidered Queen's, you know, symbol. The fire service includes her initials and countries where the Queen remains head of state. And this is what I was talking about. Australia, Canada, New Zealand have flags that have the E flags, personal flags for the Queen that are used when she's visiting. And apparently these countries also have the Queen's currency. Now, I know Canada has the Queen's currency, and apparently Canada's currency will have to change as well. My goodness, so right, listen to this one. It's possible that the royal standard, the flag that flies whenever the monarch is in residence, could also change. The version used by the Queen includes one quarter representing Scotland, Northern Ireland, and England, and but none for Wales. Right. This is the most interesting one that I was talking about. There are 4.5 billion sterling banknotes in circulation with the Queen's face on them, with a combined 80 billion. Replacing them with alternatives, featuring the head of the new monarch, is likely to take at least 2 years replacement. With the list, these synthetic £50 notes were issued. The process of recall and replacement took the Bank of England 16 months. Now, the UK got rid of the £50 notes. We used to have them, so you know, they got rid of them. Right. So when the Queen succeeded to the throne in 1952, the monarch was not featured on the banknotes. I didn't know that. That changed in 1960 when the face of Elizabeth II began to appear on £1 notes, and they faded the £1 notes in 1983. I remember that one quite well. In an image created by the banknote designer Robert Austin, an image of the new monarch would be agreed with Buckingham Palace. The Queen's head also features on some 20 banknotes, $20 banknotes in Canada, and coins in New Zealand. All coins and no notes issued in the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, as well as other parts of the Commonwealth nations. My goodness, I didn't know that. Coins designed may be changed more slowly if historical precedent is followed. It was common to have different monarchs in your wallet as the changeover in coins happened organically rather than through recall. Then we now have the national anthem. This is one thing now then. The national anthem would say, it used to say, God save our gracious Queen to God save our gracious King. Then you have the anthem that used to be said, God save Great George, our King. Now, long live our noble King. God save the King. Then there is the prayers. The Queen was a defendant of the faith and supreme governor of the Church of England. And there are prayers to her in which the Book of Common Prayer, which dates from 1662, and this is what it says, quoted. One asks God to replenish her with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that she may walk inclined to thy will and walk in thy way. These are expected to be amended to become prayers for the new king. But this must be done with legislation, or a royal warrant must be done after the Queen Mother died. Now, priests are also able to amend the prayer for temporary use, which means prayers for the monarch that are commonly said in Sunday services will be adapted for the new faith and for the new king. Now, with our new king, So many things will have to change. The royal armies will change. The war warrants will change. As you very well know, the coins, the decimal coins change. I mean, the banknotes. This is, oh my goodness, quite massive now. They'll change everywhere. Oh, and the post boxes. Oh, and I forgot. The stamps. Common little things like stamps. They'll have to change as well. Because, you know, to begin with, the stamps had the Queen of England's image on our stamps. So it will have to change to have King Charles' image. Oh, God. You know, this is all done by Royal Mail. Whew, my goodness. Oh, and we know we have MPs, which is similar to senators. So they will have to swear allegiance to the new King of England and his heirs and accessories. Without this being done, they cannot stand in the Houses of Parliament. Then we have the Commonwealth. And it is the belief that the Queen was, she was monarch for 14 countries, which recognize her as their head of state. Now, all this will have to change as well. And you know very well that Barbados became a republic in 2021, and apparently other Commonwealth countries want to. And I think Bermuda, it too has become a republic as well. Then there are other countries, oh my goodness, where the Queen of England is the Queen of the Commonwealth. Now, these are Commonwealth countries: Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands, Barbados, Grenada, St. Kitts, Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent. Now, those are all part of this Commonwealth. And you've also got Gibraltar. Now, when you look at all these Commonwealth countries, all of them, 500 is apparently, of the heads of state and VIP, they've all come to the UK today, not today, I mean this week, to participate in her funeral and attend her funeral to Buckingham Palace, on where she's going to be buried in Windsor Castle, which I'm going to go there on Monday as well to go and document that one. So, thank you very much. Now, this is all continuing with our Queen of England and her death. And I just hope that, you know, you get to see the feelings, how many people are, even though we've had people from all over the world come to the Queen of England. And you know what has also happened? These plane companies, now from Australia, Australians now have to pay 1,000 Australian dollars to fly to the UK. The plane companies, they've put up the prices, and the hotels in London are very expensive. Now the hotels are now, is it £800 a day? Well, these hotels used to cost you about £400 just a month ago. When she died, the day this woman died, which was last Thursday, I think it was on the 8th or 9th of September, suddenly the plane companies pushed up all the prices. The hotels around here in central London, you're having them charging people around £800 a day. Even the most expensive hotels now can even charge you, I've heard about, is it £10,000 a day? My goodness, there's some people now who are going to make a lot of money from this Queen's funerals. You've got the hotels, you've got the agencies, I mean the agency companies that were quickly phoned up by the government of Buckingham Palace to come and do the street cleaning, providing marshals. 800 people have been hired as marshals to patrol Buckingham Palace and central London. You've got the cleaners who have to clean the streets. You've got the police. You've got police officers from all over the country. I think about 300 have been brought into Buckingham Palace to do their job, to guard the Queen's and her funeral. You've got the fire service. You've got St. John's Ambulance. My goodness. You've got the restaurants as well. All of these people have to be paid, and they're going to make money from somebody. And on top of that, you know, it's the state, it's the taxpayer that's paying for all this, for this Queen of England. Well, anyway, now, thank you so much for listening to me. Just the briefings on the Queen of England and what's happening here in the UK. And I think tomorrow is Saturday, and she's still going to lie in, when she's in Buckingham Palace. Well, it's in Westminster Hall. And I think, you see, that they said about, oh, God, I don't know, is it about a million people are going to go there to see the Queen of England, I know that well over 1 million people turned up for her funeral, and you could actually enter Westminster Hall and you could see the Queen lying there dead in a casket and draped over on Union Jack, you know, the flag. And what they had done is that there's two corners, this left, right, where members of the public were going in there, bowing down their head and just walking and just seeing her, and then, you know, walking off again. And it's like a cathedral, you know, what you see. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to me blabber on. Anyway, thank you very much. My name is Gina. Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. Just talking about the Queen of England, her funeral, and how things are inside the UK. Many thanks to listeners from New York, California, Florida, Illinois, and Georgia, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, the UK. Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. See you next time, and bye-bye.